monopolizing textbooks and liberal arts. Economist Paul Samuelson described the power of textbooks, "I don't care who writes a nation's laws, or crafts its advanced treaties, if I can write its economics textbooks." Textbooks, which have a large circulation and carry an authoritative voice, can exert a tremendous influence on students. Whoever writes the textbooks has the keys to shaping the impressionable minds of the young. After radical scholars and professors received tenure and reputation, they gained control over the university publication offices and committees. They used their powers to load teaching materials with their ideologies and force-feed them to their students. In some academic fields, the textbooks and required reading chosen by the professors contain more works of Marxism than any other school of thought. The aforementioned A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn is required reading for many history, economics, literature, and women's studies majors. Once leftists enjoy strength in numbers, they can use the peer review mechanism in the U.S. academic community to suppress people with different opinions. A paper that challenges left-wing ideologies is bound to be rejected by leftists and their colleagues. Many journals in the humanities are guided by critical theory and filled with obscure technical jargon, while the main theme is to reject the divine, reject traditional culture, and incite revolutions to overturn the current social, political, and economic order. There is one category of scholarship that aims to prove that all traditional morals and standards, including even the scientific process, are social constructs whose purpose is to safeguard the power of the ruling class by forcing their norms on the whole society. In 1996, New York University physics professor Alan Sokal published a paper in Social Text, Duke University's Cultural Studies Journal. His paper was titled "Transgressing the Boundaries, Towards a Transformative Hermeneutics of Quantum Gravity." Citing 109 footnotes and referencing 219 sources, the paper argued that quantum gravity was made up by society and language. On the same day that the paper was published, Sokal published a declaration in another magazine, Lingua Franca, stating that his paper was a prank. He said that he had sent the paper to Social Text as a physicist's experiment regarding cultural studies. During an interview with the radio program All Things Considered, Sokal said he found inspiration in the 1994 book Higher Superstition. The book's author said that some publications in the humanities will publish anything so long as it contains the proper leftist thought and quotes well-known leftist thinkers. Sokal tested this by filling his paper with leftist ideologies, pointless citations, and complete nonsense. Sokal later wrote, "The results of my little experiment demonstrate, at the very least, that some fashionable sectors of the American academic left have been getting intellectually lazy. The editors of Social Text liked my article because they liked its conclusion, that the content and methodology of postmodern science provide powerful intellectual support for the progressive political project. They apparently felt no need to analyze the quality of the evidence, the cogency of the arguments, or even the relevance of the arguments to the purported conclusion." Sokal's satirical approach highlighted the dearth of academic principle or credibility in the fields of critical theory and cultural studies. By looking at the journal titles at the annual meetings of large-scale U.S. academic associations, the last few decades of communist penetration into the social sciences is clear to see. The Modern Language Association is the largest of such societies, with 25,000 members who consist mainly of professors and scholars in the fields of modern language research and education. More than 10,000 join the association's annual conference. A large portion of the papers listed on the association's website utilize the ideological framework of Marxism, the Frankfurt School, deconstruction, post-structuralism, and other deviant theories. Others use feminism, gay research, identity politics, and other radical trends. Similar organizations, including the American Sociological Association, reflect much the same, though to varying extents. American universities have a tradition of liberal arts education, and some humanities courses are required regardless of the students' majors. Today, required courses are mostly taught by professors in the areas of literature, history, philosophy, and social sciences. American scholar Thomas Sowell has noted that, as the term implies, required courses leave students with no alternative to the professors who more often than not use their classrooms as opportunities to spread their leftist ideologies, even using grades as an incentive to have students accept their views. Students who dare challenge a professor's views are punished with lower grades. The Marxist views of these humanities and social science professors not only corrupt students in their academic fields, but affect almost the entire student body. College students wish to be respected as adults, but both their knowledge and practical experience is limited. In the relatively closed environment of the university, few of them suspect that their respected professors would take advantage of their innocence and trust to instill in them a set of completely wrong and damaging ideologies and values. Parents pay high tuition for their children to master the knowledge and skills they will use as a basis for finding their place in society. How could they imagine that their children are actually being robbed of their invaluable years, and instead being transformed into followers of radical ideologies that will affect them the rest of their lives? Generation after generation of youth has entered this education system that has been heavily infiltrated by the specter of communism. They study textbooks penned by leftists and internalize their deviated theories, hastening the decline of culture, morals, and humanity.